Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Successful musicians tend to collect a lot of instruments, often far more than they need, and that probably applies to a range of professions. For instance, the chef Nevin Maguire has an awful lot of dishes. He's now selling them off, but for a very good cause. Good afternoon to you, Nevin.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. How many do you have?
Oh, now you put me on the spot. Well, I'll tell you. So we're open 35 years this year. We've been collecting plates from all over, from France, from Norway, from Germany, from Belleek in County Fermanagh, you name it. So I would guess there is at least 3,000 to 4,000 plates.
Ooh. And every time you'd get one, was it with the intention of collecting them or using them?
No. Oh, they had to be practical. They were used throughout kind of their lifespan, and they still have a lifespan. I mean, it just kind of trends kind of go like glass. I don't really like glass anymore. Now it's about white, elegant plates. Like, you'd be buying minimum of 12 of each plate, and we could have 24. So a lot of them are handmade, and like, they're all perfect. Like, it's just been sitting up in the room. We have a kind of a store where we keep all our plates. And I said, well, I won't tell, because, you know, when you're collecting a lifetime, they bring great memories. They can tell fantastic stories. And I said to the guys, you know what? I'm going to do this for St. Vincent de Paul, our local one. We're not going to take a penny. Like, some of the plates would have been €50 and we'd be selling them for 20. So the reaction has been phenomenal. Honestly, Sean, it's been incredible. So we've got over 200 emails. They're all given out to me about a week ago because they kind of pre-announced it. And they said, where can we go? And when can we get them? And when's the sale all? And I was totally unorganized. And I want to thank my head chef and second chef, Jer, who have put all the plates together. They're all perfect, and just documented them, put them on a spreadsheet. And yeah, so yeah, I'm very happy about it. It's going really well.
And so are they individual plates, Nevin, or can you buy them in sets, if you like?
Some you could. I mean, like at the start, I was saying, oh no, we'll just sell them as 12 or that. But you know what? As long as they go, like, there's a lady that called last night and she bought about €300 worth of, and she gave extras to the charity. So we don't take the money. They just go online and just pay St. Vincent de Paul, you know, whatever the price we've agreed. And then once we see the receipt, then we'll organise. They'll come up to the restroom. We'll get them collected and organised. And yeah, so it's working really, really well. So people can buy individual. It's probably better, like, most people buy a minimum of maybe 6 or 12. But honestly, God, it's been something I can't believe the reaction we've got.
Are there dishes that you kind of thought, oh no, I can't part with those?
Oh yeah. Like, I couldn't walk into the room when I had them all out on the table. Said, oh no, will I, won't I? You know, there's lovely long white plates that I got in France when I represented Ireland in 2001. Like, there's some beautiful plates. Jars is another company in France where they hand make all the plates. And, you know, they're just, some of them are big. Like, they can all go into the dishwasher, by the way. Like, it's not that they're not practical in a restaurant. Mm. They've got to be practical. They've got to be functional. And they've got to enhance kind of your presentation. So hopefully whoever buys them, they'll have great memories and create good memories through the food and how they present it.
Oh yeah, I would imagine also as well, and you'd probably be able to tell people this, how the fashions in plates have changed.
Yeah, there was a time, like, I remember when I started training in Germany and it was all black plates. And I remember coming back in the plane after working for 3 months and I bought a load of plates. Well, a load, maybe 12 plates on my knee in my bag and that. And then we went through glass. Glass is still pretty for certain things, pre-desserts and different things like that, and maybe a little crab cocktail. And now it's all just simple white. Colour can enhance a plate, but it can also clash with it. So when we create a menu or a dish, we always think, well, what plate will that look well? And we could test it out in two or three different plates, but I always say if the plates are better than the food, then you're into a big problem.
Yeah, because I would imagine as well, if you're using just black plates, that's going to have an effect on the food you use.
Well, that's true. If you were to use it, kind of like put a nice fillet of beef and a nice kind of dark jus, that's not going to pop in the plate. Whereas if you do that in a white plate with a little bit of puree. So, you know, I mean, trends kind of come and go with plates and food and all that. But I think there's enough variety and selection. And people love colour too at the same time. You know, some of them are purple, kind of aubergine. Some of them are kind of like a bright red. Some of them are green. So it's just interesting to see the different colours, shapes, And, you know, they all look kind of really lovely, so they do. So
yeah, they do. No, I never got, you know, slates. I don't know if people are still doing that.
You know, I agree with you. We kind of serve a little pre-starter on a slate, but there's something about them when your knife scratches the slate. It's like, you know, your kind of fingers on the chalkboard. Oh, God. You know, you kind of cringe. That doesn't do it for me. But definitely natural slate people used to love that. And they are elegant for certain things. But, you know, again, trends come and go.
Yeah. So I assume this is freeing up a lot of space for you as well.
Well, we have invested in more plates. I wasn't allowed after COVID. And, you know, I used to go over to two shops in London, Goodfellas and CCS. And, you know, I took my team over there just recently gone by and I said, this is where we used to buy a lot of the plates. And so, it has freed up a lot of space. But, yeah, when people come to the restaurant, Sean, they won't be eating up paper plates. I promise them that. We have lovely new plates. So you got to move them on, you know, and it's just nice. And I just think, for such a good charity, like, we have a great affiliation with the charity and association. And, you know, I think people that do such great work, St. Vincent de Paul. So I said, let's do that. But the reaction, as I say, I know I've repeated myself a million times, it's been unbelievable. Like, I'd say up to date, we've got nearly 400 emails. Like, I'm not lying to you now to go through all that. People from America know, like, I put it in social media. And of course, that's not obviously going to happen. But the amount of generosity, like, one company, I think, bought €1,000 worth of plates and give extra to the charity. So hopefully they'll sell them on or whatever they want to do.
It's okay, so it wasn't like, Nevin, it's either the plates or the records. One of them has to go.
No, definitely. The records are up at home, so they are in the studio. They'll not be going anywhere because they're nearly as long as the restaurant. They're there over 30 years. So there's some mixed bag there, Sean.
Right, okay. Now, let me just read out one comment. Nevin must be the most humble yet most recognisable faces in the country. Been a huge fan of his food for years. Excuse me. And I've been lucky enough to dine at McNean House a few times, and it's my favourite in Ireland. I wish him all the best. But this is like, and loads of people listening, Nevin, you know, if they know someone who says, we have a booking at McNean House, and then the reaction of everybody else is, oh, how long were you waiting? And how did you get it? Like, what's the longest people have tried to book in advance?
Well, an average for the weekend, like Friday and Saturday, that's 2 years ahead, but we get cancellations. We changed our whole model since COVID. We're not doing two sittings. We've got 20 bedrooms and a townhouse, so we do one sitting.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing we've ever did, Sean. And then, like, people would book, like, for a special occasion, but the amount of cancellations, like, even last night, we had 60 in. I'd say three of the tables plus rooms, three rooms, would have booked in the last 2 weeks. So, do you know, we put them up, we reconfirm. So that's definitely, I mean, if you don't, there's no point in having a waiting list if you don't get cancellations. So we have three people on the phones, 5-6 days a week. Sorry, we're closed Sunday.
Yeah.
So,
but, do people ever kind of, you know, go, try to bribe you or offer you sex or, you know, to try and get in earlier? Nevin, have you ever been offered sex for a table in your restaurant? I've got to know.
No, definitely not. Next question, please.
Moved off that one fairly quick. Anyway,
that's definitely a definite no.
If people want to are interested in buying some of these dishes, where could they go? Is there anywhere they can go online to have a look at them?
The restaurant website, and then what we'll do, we'll get their email. And I'll get your, like, he's looking after all this, and thanks to them again. So they'll send them the link, what's left. Like, we're going to have another batch going up now in the next day or two. So, honestly, the reaction's been amazing. And thanks to everyone. The generosity is just brilliant. Okay. That's a nice story, too. And it's just thanks for having me on the show.
Moncrief on News Talk.
McNean House.